I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Cardinal Sean O'Malley has apologized and stated he takes full responsibility for office procedures that caused him to never be made aware of a June 2015 letter that was written to him to bring attention to, quote, sexual abuse, harassment, intimidation allegations regarding Archbishop Theodore McCarrick. Cardinal O'Malley is president of the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors. O'Malley stated that at the time his pre-secretary had responded to the letter directly and that because the letter noted individual cases for review which fall outside the mandate of the commission, the secretary never notified the cardinal of the letter. Cardinal O'Malley also said that because of what has happened, the office procedures will be changed to prevent it from happening again. President Trump has denounced his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, accusing him of making up stories in order to receive a deal from prosecutors. Yesterday, Cohen pled guilty to campaign finance violations that he said occurred in coordination with Trump. Also yesterday, Paul Manafort was found guilty of 8 out of 18 charges he was on trial for, including tax and bank fraud. Trump once again attacked the special counsel's investigation, calling it a witch hunt. He also tweeted out praise for Paul Manafort, saying he had, quote, tremendous pressure on him and, unlike Michael Cohen, refused to break. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is asking for a delay in confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh due to Paul Manafort's conviction and Michael Cohen's guilty plea. Schumer stated that Kavanaugh's refusal to answer whether President Trump can be forced to comply with a subpoena, combined with Cohen implicating the president in a federal crime, makes Kavanaugh's nomination dangerous. He added that the Senate should not be confirming a justice who believes that presidents are, quote, above the law. Some victims of clergy sex abuse are calling on federal and state authorities to investigate sex abuse in the Catholic Church. Members of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, also known as SNAP, and Voice of the Faithful, a Catholic group that supports clergy sex abuse victims, said they have contacted the Department of Justice and state attorney generals. Their hope is that authorities will conduct an investigation similar to the one done in Pennsylvania and uncover abusers as well as those that have protected them. Some victims and their supporters are also calling on Catholics who have not been affected by clergy abuse to support those that have by joining protests and stopping donations to the church until those that are responsible step down. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.